Blessed in the Lord, Brother Ellison, blessed in the Lord.
All right. You've got a new project. I know you're excited about that project. Tell us about that project, would you?
Well, it's basically a testament and a testimony of my spiritual walk with Christ, being delivered from my sins of the world and against myself and my family. And it basically expounds on my journey of being delivered and becoming a better husband, a better father, and a better Christian.
You mentioned it. The project expounds on your walk with Christ. How did T.D. Jakes' manpower play in your walk with Christ?
It was a significant role. He preached a sermon, 7 steps that it takes to become a great man like Jesus Christ, for which I was going through a trial period in my life. My wife and involving our marriage, and I needed something that I could anchor myself to give me some stability and a foundation to start anew. And 7 steps to become a great man was the message that for me was very much needed at that time, which started me down the path that I am on.
Our guest on the Praise Party is Johnny Moe. Johnny, how important is your music ministry? You know, I've talked to several artists, and most artists would tell you, my music ministry is foremost the most important thing, but in the back of your mind, there's always the bottom line. Can you explain that, you know, how you have to take care of the bottom line, but you do want your ministry to flourish, if you can understand what I'm saying?
Well, if you're referring to or asking in respects to the financial aspect of the ministry, I don't personally too much worry about that. For me personally, it's more so about ensuring that the message is being spread about the goodness of Jesus Christ. I've learned a long time ago that by not staying focused, spiritually speaking, you get caught up in self-indulgence in regards to the flesh, and you become preoccupied with the materialism that the world has to offer. So I'm grateful that if I'm even permitted to boast, to say that I'm humbly grounded in the fact that, you know, we can't take none of this stuff with us when we leave here. But the one thing I once said about Johnny Moe's ministry, music ministry that is that it helped bridge sinners back to Christ. That's first and foremost important.
Our guest again is Johnny Moe, and Johnny has a new project out. Johnny, how excited were you when you found out that you charted your project? A lot of folks don't chart, but you have been successfully charting. How important is that, and what kind of feeling is that?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Brother Ellison. It was thrilling. It was, but more so that it gave my wife and I confirmation that God definitely has His hand on us and involved in this present project. And it puts you up there with the elite of other gospel artists. Whereby, you know, here it is, I'm virtually considered in the industry still to a certain degree and unknown. But look how God can just take someone from the rear and then move them right up there to the forefront. So to me, it's just a testament once again to the power of God.
Now, you mentioned your wife several times, Sister Pearl.
Yes.
How important is your wife to your ministry and to you being an artist?
Outside of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my wife is again the rock that I've built my home on. And without her, none of this would be possible. She, at times that I took her through some terrible, terrible times, steadfast in prayer for me. She stood in the gap for me, where normally, spiritually speaking, that's my responsibility as the priest of the home to do. And my wife filled that void, and I'm eternally indebted to her, and I love her for her patience and for her determination to ensure that this marriage was not going to go by the wayside as the enemy so desires to do to us. So I'm eternally grateful to my wife.